break out your blue suede shoes. We're going to the sock hop tonight. Just kidding. We're actually going to Mel's Drive-In. It has recently reopened after getting a little bit of a revamp. We're going to see if it's any good. Before we head out to review Mel's, I want to let you know this is brought to you by Dreams Unlimited Travel. If you like our content, you want to support us, book a vacation through Dreams Unlimited Travel. It costs you no extra money, and you get the support of one of the great Dreams Unlimited Travel agents. So head over to dreamsunlimitedtravel.com today for a free no-obligation quote. This is also brought to you by our Patreon supporters. If you want to learn how to get exclusive Diz team content, head over to patreon.com/DizUnlimited. Now, it looks super busy, so I was smart, and I went ahead and prepared a mobile order, so I already know what we're getting. You're just going to have to wait to see what we ordered. Hopefully, we'll be able to check out a little bit of the inside of the restaurant, too, since that got a little bit of, you know, a little bit of tender, loving care. But overall, I'm excited. It's been years since I've eaten at Mel's. It can't be bad, right? It can't.
Ryan, what do we have here?
Well, we've got quite a bit of food here. We've got ourselves a chicken sandwich, a burger, and a vegan hot dog, as well as a slice of pie and a milkshake. We're doing the whole spread here. In fact, I want to try that milkshake first, but... yeah, look at it. Look at it all.
Going in on that first?
Yeah, I think I'm going to do the milkshake first. So, okay. This was a strawberry milkshake. I feel like that's the only description. If you want to get it by itself, it's $6.99, or it is a part of the combos that you can get here at Mel's. But what I like about it is it's got the little crumbles on top that are from, like, the, what did you call it?
In Pennsylvania, for some reason, we called them strawberry scooter crunches and chocolate scooter crunch. I don't know. We're weird. So the one thing I will notice that I noticed is that I always complain about Universal's milkshakes because it's just soft serve put in a cup and handed to you. That still hasn't changed with this. It was strawberry soft serve in the cup, but there's now like strawberry syrup that was drizzled down the side, whipped cream added, and the Claire pieces like Rhino said. So Rhino, is it drinking like it's soft serve? And what do you think about it?
I mean, I'm no expert on milkshakes. I don't order milkshakes that often. I like in Massachusetts, we call them a frap.
Okay, here's the thing. If you've had one milkshake in your life, you're an expert on milkshakes.
Okay. Well, you seem to know that, like, soft serve ice cream does not a milkshake make.
Well, no, soft serve ice cream is soft serve ice cream. A milkshake is a milkshake.
So this is how we made the fraps when I was a kid, because we had a machine in our house. Was that you had the you'd take scoops of ice cream. I grew up on that theme park. That's why we had a frap machine in my house.
But, I was going to ask.
Yeah, why did you have a frap machine? Well, guess what? So we'd do scoops of ice cream, and then you'd do a splash of the milk in there. So it's
that's
like
how you make a milkshake.
Milky. Okay.
Yes.
It's drinking a little bit like thick soft serve, but we let it sit for a minute, so now it's a little bit softer. And I feel like, honestly, I'll let you try it first, but then I would say, like, if we mixed in these crumblies on top here, it's kind of hitting the spot.
Okay.
I honestly like that we ordered strawberry. I feel like I don't have strawberry ice cream in my life that often. And it's just something about it. It gives me a very, like, nostalgic, hits home sort of a feeling. I don't know. You know, it reminds me of, like, strawberry Nesquik.
Yeah.
But it's decent.
That's good to hear. I can't wait to try it.
I don't think that's that bad for $7.
I can't wait to try it.
Okay. What should I try first? I'm going to try some food. Unless you want to try the milkshake
No. Try what you think you're most excited for first, I'd say.
Most excited for? Okay. Yeah. I think I'm going to do the crispy chicken sandwich. Okay. So this is a... I pulled up the wrong one. Crispy chicken sandwich platter. This is $12.99. It's hand-breaded chicken breast, lettuce, tomato, and avocado ranch on a sesame seed bun served with fries, except for we did the $1.50 upgrade because we wanted to try some of the onion rings in the process.
Yeah, so. Gotta have onion rings.
You know what? I'm going to try the onion ring first. I'm all about going backwards, I feel like,
okay.
Today. So here we go. Every time I start a food review from now on, I'm going to say, I'm no expert at this. So I'm no expert at onion rings. I know this is going to make people feel so obnoxious, but I don't mind this. I feel like the breading's got some pretty solid flavor to it. I actually like that it's got a little bit of a thicker batter to it, so it has more of that. Because my problem with an onion ring, my aversion to them, I should say, sometimes is like when you go to bite it and you just like yank the onion out, right? Like I like that I could bite through this one nice and clearly, and I don't know, it's not bad. It's better than I expected. Now I am going to try this crispy chicken sandwich. I'm going to assume this is that ranch. And not just mayonnaise. Here we go. This isn't bad. I feel like it's got a pretty thick piece of chicken in here. I tried just a little nibble of like the breading on the outside, which actually does have some flavor to it. It's not like the juiciest piece of chicken ever. So the thicker part does come off a little bit dry, but I do feel like that sauce that's on here really kind of helps with that. This is better than I expected. We almost got the grilled chicken, but I said I feel like we should try the crispy chicken more, and I'm pretty happy about this. What are you going to go with first?
I know I'm using the wrong vessel because we didn't ask for two of the massive straws, but I'm going to start with the strawberry milkshake just to get an idea.
I got you a little spoon if you want to scoop too.
Yeah, it's tough. The fact that it is the strawberry soft serve, when it does start to melt, it makes it easier to drink like a milkshake. But ultimately, the other problem with that is when soft serve melts, it doesn't melt into a milkshake. It kind of has that little extra foaminess to it, in my opinion.
There's a spoon right there.
I want the fork. Let me have the fork. So I'm going to try a little bit of it with a fork. Yeah, I'm a monster.
Was this a birthday party?
Honestly, I know people would do this with Universal's like milkshakes at other places that's just soft serve. I would just like get that spoon, start eating it real fast like it is a strawberry sundae, and just handle it like that rather than, you know, sitting here sipping it like it's a milkshake. It's not a milkshake. It's never going to be a milkshake. But let's move on to the food. I'm not going to start with the chicken sandwich. I think that's going to kind of like be my ending one. I think I'm going to like that the most. So I'm going to start with what I think I will enjoy the least, and that unfortunately is our vegan field roast chili dog platter. And this was, I have to look at the price for it. I don't have that price up, but it is a 3-bean chili with lentils, hominy, chopped onions, and vegan cheddar cheese on a poppy seed bun. And that, of course, again, is that vegan hot dog platter. I will get the price in just a second. But yeah, the one issue with like that vegan cheese is it doesn't always melt well, and this did not melt even a little bit, even with that hot chili. But we'll see how it tastes. That vegan chili dog platter was $10.99, and honestly, I'm kind of shocked that I do enjoy this. I mean, as a vegan hot dog, you know, it still has that kind of strange texture to it. It's actually one of the better vegan hot dogs I've ever had, and in terms of the chili, I mean, there's a little spice to it. It's not like super spicy, but you know, you definitely get that this isn't just like, it's just not crappy chili. The only thing that honestly brings it down for me is the vegan cheddar cheese. I like when my cheese starts to melt on a chili cheese dog, and you know, it's not getting it with that. But this, of course, served with fries. We got fries with this as well as the burger, and I think that was a mistake because yes, these are just really bad Universal fries. I mean, you know, it's better, I guess, than paying an upcharge for onion rings, but these things came out looking so pale.
Yeah.
And not salted at all. And they're pale. They taste like they're under-fried. There's no seasoning whatsoever to it. This is just wasted calories. I mean, we'll church it up with a little bit of ketchup and mustard and mayo, making crazy sauces, but these fries are bad. These are awful. Man, just pay. I haven't even had the onion rings. Just pay the extra $1.50 and get the onion rings with it, because these aren't it.
I'm gonna give this this vegan hot dog a try. That's high praise coming from Craig. I did also have the worst vegan hot dog I've ever had in my life on Universal property.
Oh no!
So that was out at the hot dog at City Walk. What's that?
The Hot Dog Hall of Fame.
Yeah, that's it. So I'm excited because he usually is very picky about vegan stuff.
I am.
I definitely agree with your assessment about everything you said on this. The chili does have that like littlest, tiniest bit of just a hint of a spice. But it's a solid chili. It's like that black bean chili that I really would enjoy. And the hot dog, actually, I see what you're saying about the texture being weird, but it does still give a little bit of that sort of pop you get when you bite into a hot dog. So I appreciate that a lot. And I feel like this is a pretty decent bun that it's on, too. So,
oh, no, it's quality.
Yeah, it's better than I expected.
Yeah. For me, it's really just the cheese. If they wouldn't even be a chili cheese, if it was just
the hot dog with a little chili on it. I know chili cheese is the way to go, but vegan cheese just kind of brings it down a little bit, in my opinion.
And that might be a thing where you could order it without cheese if you came back for it. You know, you might just have to put it in the notes or speak to somebody, but...
Right. You're absolutely right.
The next thing I'm going to try here was our Mel's Famous Burger. Now, we did get the combo of this because, like you saw us try, we got the strawberry milkshake with this one. So with a combo, it comes out to $19.49. So this is described as a beef patty with cheddar cheese, pickles, secret sauce, lettuce, and tomato on a toasted sesame seed bun, served with fries, and then that was our marvelous milkshake in the description. But this was kind of the one, all the plates were on the table, and it looked a little sad and deflated, so... I don't know. It's got a lot of that secret sauce on there, you can see.
Oh, yeah.
The pickles. The pickies. All right, here we go. Godspeed. This isn't terrible. There's definitely, like, something in here I'm getting. I don't know if it's coming from the sauce or maybe it's the lettuce is giving just, like, the slightest bit of, like, a bitter taste to it. It could be, it could be in the sauce, which is definitely, like, a... Just had to give it a little kiss. Sorry about that, anybody watching. It definitely tastes vaguely reminiscent of a Big Mac sauce, which I believe would be like Thousand Island, I think, and then like something else. I can't remember. They say it in that one movie.
It's a lot. It's a mixture with like the relish and I forget. There's always like one ingredient that everyone's like, it starts with this, and it's like, nope, that's actually not in there at all.
I feel like the secret sauce is what's making this burger, because like Craig said, it is a very dry, very like normal theme park patty. But when I took the first bite of this, it is a little reminiscent of like, you're at like your uncle's cookout, and they're making burgers, and you're like, well, they don't make them as good as like, you know, you've had them somewhere else, and you're like, it's not bad. But you're also like, oh, I'll eat it because I'm at the cookout, right?
Yeah.
One where you go to a birthday party and they're being prepared in like mass.
Yeah.
It feels like that.
Yeah. I think it's ketchup that's not in there. It's like mayonnaise, relish. Like cayenne pepper, I think, that maybe gives it the red. But
it's not bad. I remember us having one here years ago, and I feel like we were very like, no, not at all. And this one, like, I mean, it's definitely middle of the road. But I gotta finish eating this and let me think on it. But Craig was 100% correct about the French fries. Like, they're kind of an embarrassment, I'm gonna be honest with you at this point. I know there are people out there. I don't like the In-N-Out French fries, if you've ever been to an In-N-Out, because they taste like cardboard to me. And these are kind of like, is that the vibe they're going for with these? But there's no way to order them animal style, which makes them good. So I don't know. I had the onion rings. I'd say the onion rings is the way to go.
I'm going with the burger next. I know I'm usually very harsh on burgers, and I will try to be relaxed a little bit with this and be like, yeah, you know, it's a theme park burger, so it's always going to have a disadvantage going into it. As long as they seasoned it a little bit, I'll be okay. Or if the secret sauce is good. There's like a dull bitterness in here, Rhino. I do think it's because of the lettuce, but then also I think the char on the burger might be a... You know, the grill area might just need a little cleaned or something.
I could definitely taste the grill in my burger.
I think that's part of it. But honestly, it's not a bad burger. I do believe it was fresh beef because it's cooked like a medium well. Mm. So, you know, I hope we're not eating frozen burgers that then didn't get cooked to temperature. But I don't really... If the burger's frozen, I would rather just cook it all the way through. But I will eat like a big, thick burger at a medium. So having a thin patty like that at a medium well... That's great for me. Secret sauce, it's decent. The cheese melted nicely on there. I have no complaints about it. I mean, it's very rare that I walk into a theme park and like, you know what I want? A burger. But if that's what I was in the mood for, I would be more than happy going for it. And I'm excited for this onion ring because it's kind of like, it is a breaded, but it's not like a panko breaded. I hate when onion rings are panko breaded and like all this just all falls off. This is more traditional. I also like a good beer-battered onion ring, but they're not doing that here.
I feel like there's an actual flavor to it.
Yeah, the onion rings aren't overly greasy, but it does feel like there's a little bit of seasoning in the actual breadcrumb mixture. Onions are nice and thick. Doesn't pull out, like you say. Not greasy. It's a solid onion ring. I'm happy with it. I'm very excited for the chicken sandwich,
moment.
Though.
Big moment.
This is a big one. And then after that, dessert's our big moment.
Yeah,
we're having dessert, not just a milkshake. Yeah. We're trying to we're trying to be piggies. We're trying. Okay, here we go.
Diabetes. We can diabetes this.
This sandwich very much gives off like school cafeteria chicken sandwich vibes.
Yeah.
And that's not a problem for me. You know, the chicken is decently thick. But at the same time, I feel like the breading plays into it. The lettuce gets hidden in here a little bit more thanks to that tomato. And the tomato adds a little extra girth to it all. The avocado ranch, it's very light on the avocado with an avocado ranch. But you can tell it's not just your basic ranch. They're supposed to serve this dressing on a Cobb salad that they have here that we couldn't order through mobile. I'm not sure if it's just not being served right now or what's happening with that, but it's a good sandwich. I would get this again. And again, saying it's like a cafeteria style chicken sandwich, that's high praise. For me, that's kind of comfort food. So
I feel like if you could order a side of that sauce, it'd be good with dip the onion rings in.
That's an idea now. That's an idea. So let's finish up the last little bit of our food so we can move on to dessert.
Now it is time for dessert. And for dessert, we actually went with two items. We did the strawberry lemonade pie and the cookies and cream pie. These are each $4.99. The reason why we ended up with the cookies and cream pie is because when I was taking a video up near the pies, one of the team members said to me, they're like, oh, are you waiting on a milkshake? And I was like, no, I'm just taking a picture of the pies. They look really pretty. And they were like, oh, did you get the cookies and cream one? I said, no, I got the strawberry lemonade one. They're like, oh, next time you got to get the cookies and cream one. That's the best one. So I said, okay. And then Craig Mobile ordered it when I told him that happened. So from the horse's mouth, I think I'm going to try the strawberry lemonade one first, though. So I'm just going to... Yeah, I like that it has a little, like, fresh strawberry on it and everything. See how lemonade-y it is. But, I mean, I love a lemon meringue. I love lemon. This definitely kind of has the consistency of a lemon square. I would say, like, it's that realm of it. I don't know that I actually care for the strawberry part. It's like a foamy sort of like a whip texture on top there that's not really... It's like not super strong flavored like strawberry, not like the soft serve was. It's almost like they should have done a drizzle of whatever they did inside the
strawberry
of the cup.
Syrup.
Yeah, strawberry syrup on the top of the cake. I think that would have put it up to the next night. But the lemon part of it that is like the lemon cookie, or the lemon, the part I'm saying is like the lemon bar. That is definitely the very tart, like super tart lemony. Like you can see it's like that sort of texture. Very like...
Yeah. A little dense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's good though. And I like I think the crust is solid.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. I'm going to try the cookies and cream now. Just going to go all the way in here.
The mini Oreo on top. That's cute.
Yeah. There's like, I couldn't tell at first, but there is like a foam. It's just like a flattened foam.
I don't care for how much you're using the word foam.
You know, the dessert's very foamy. They were right. It's like an Oreo crumbled crust on here. It's got that like... Like you said, there's the little cute Oreo. It's like the best parts of an Oreo, but still being like, I'm not a super chocolatey person. It's like hitting in just that right thing where I like it. Like, I think this is definitely the superior dessert. I'll have to see your analyzation. I'm curious where you're going to go with this. I think you might, I don't know. You try them and you tell me.
This time around, I'm going to go with what I want more first, and that's the Oreo, but... My other reasoning for that is I think I'm okay with the Oreo being what it is and then tasting the strawberry lemonade. I don't want the tanginess to mess with the taste of the Oreo more. I want this to be like normal and then move on to the next one. But here we go. Oreo cream pie, cookies and cream pie, whatever you want to call it. It's a solid classic dessert staple, and I think this is definitely a really good version of that. And you know, I'd be happy to eat that again if someone else wanted it. I wouldn't come in specifically for it, but I would have it again.
If
for
it was
sure.
on the table.
As for the strawberry lemonade pie, definitely that the lemon curd style it's a little bit thicker and denser. It's not going to be for everyone. I like it with the strawberry icing on top. However, that lemon curd is so tangy. It has that lemon zip to it that it really does mask the strawberry aspects of it. It's not a bad pie, but I also don't think I would order a strawberry milkshake and then this. That's obviously too much, but For me, the Oreo cream pie is more of a fan favorite. That would edge out this pie, but honestly, you sit either of these down in front of me, I'm going to nibble at both of them. I think they're both worth trying. Final thoughts, Hot Shot?
Honestly, I thought, you know, you said Mel's, and I was like, I don't know. And we got here, and I would say I am very pleasantly surprised. I think my ranking is, honestly, they were all, like, pretty good. I think if we were like, oh, we're coming again tomorrow, we're ordering the, I'd order the chicken sandwich. I think that would be for me, the chicken sandwich. Then I think I liked that vegan hot dog, but the burger's, like, right there, too. I actually did not dislike that burger. I just feel like I got a bad piece of lettuce on it, but... and the two desserts were pretty decent. The milkshake was pretty good. If they could just up the French fry game, I mean, I think that would put this place like miles ahead of where it was. But I don't, you know, that's a property wide thing, I think. But I think the onion rings are the way to go. But I am very pleasantly surprised about this. And I feel like we had just had a pretty solid, decent lunch here. So I think if you are the burgers and chicken crowd, I think that this is a good stop.
I'd have to agree with you, Rhino. This is really, really solid, and I do like that, you know, you can also get the chicken tenders here. You can do grilled chicken instead of a fried chicken, like you said. Hopefully the salads are just, like, off the menu for right now and will come back eventually. You can do regular chili cheese dogs, too, so it's very American fare. It's classic. It's no thrills, but at least today, they're doing it pretty well. And I would get the chicken sandwich again first. And then for me, the vegan hot dog, the burger was last. Onion rings, no matter what you get with it, I would not do a milkshake again. That for me was a one time for this. And ultimately, I think I'd get either pie again, but I would prefer the strawberry lemonade one. I think that to me just like, I don't know, it also felt more unique than a cookies and cream pie. But that's just my thoughts. And then in terms of Mel's, like, I will say, it looks great in here right now. I don't know if it'll translate well for the people watching the video version of this review, but everything is so super shiny and new in here. And, you know, I don't know if it was just all refurbed or brought in, but, like, it feels like this place got a lot of TLC. Everything is clean. The floors are clean. The walls are clean.
Yeah.
Like, it's really, really nice in here. And the restaurant, you always forget how big it is inside. I think a lot of people get, like, caught up in the front area where the jukebox and the ordering station is. Like, that area is super small, but if you just keep going towards the back of the restaurant, eventually you get where we are, where we're at the very far end, and except for one other table while we've been here, no one has come back here. And so you can have a little bit of that air conditioning, a little bit of that quiet atmosphere, but, you know, not, like, over-the-top crazy like it is out at the front. It feels a lot
really loud
more relaxing back here. And but it just, I don't know, something about this building, even where we are, it's just echo everywhere. It's, I mean...
It's like on cue that's happening.
it's hilarious. But, yeah, so I would say if you want burgers, fries, chicken fries, that kind of style of food, and you're, like, between here or Richter Burger, honestly... Mel's. Give Mel's a shot. Especially, come in the back, be quiet, get a pie with it, try it out. Maybe you'll enjoy it. Or maybe you won't. Yeah, that's up for you to decide. But that's going to do it for this little dining review here at Universal Orlando Resort. If you enjoyed this and you want to support us, book a vacation through Dreams Unlimited Travel. Get a free no-obligation quote today at dreamsunlimitedtravel.com. And if you want exclusive content from the Diz team, head over to patreon.com/DizUnlimited. If you are watching the video version of this on YouTube, please subscribe to the channel, hit the thumbs up, and make sure you get notified. Hit the bell so you get notified when we have new reviews go up for Universal, Disney, and beyond. And leave us comments, questions, video suggestions in the comments section. And if you're listening to this, subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts so that way you get the newest episodes as soon as they drop, and leave us ratings and reviews when possible. But that's going to do it for us here at Mel's Drive-In. I think we're going to head back to the 2020s instead of back here in the 1950s. My hot rod's parked out front. See if I can take that with me. Maybe I will. Maybe I won't. I don't know. You know, I've never wanted to live in American Graffiti. And while you're here, that's what you're doing. And I'm like, I'd rather live in Star Wars, other George Lucas film. I'm all over
Another
the place.
Harrison Ford.
I'm all over the place here. So, and I am the Ron Howard of the Diz. That's what people have told me before. A lot of people tell me that. So that's it for us here at Universal Orlando Resort. What's that?
That was my best, oh, you know, the...
What?
He is.
He
is.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
That was my best Arrested Development narrator.
Oh, he is. I could have dropped in the audio clip for that. Anyways, that's going to do it for us here at Universal Orlando Resort. We'll see you next time that we're back here at Universal Orlando for all the goodness it offers. But until then, remember, we finally changed the name.